Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, April 24th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. This month, the world is commemorating 10 years since the genocide in Rwanda. The tribalism pitted Hutus against Tutsis. The result, about 1 million people killed and scores fleeing this small African nation. However, the Baptist World Alliance has played an important role in the healing process. BWA's Wendy Ryan says, as a result, great things are happening.
Among both groups, the church is just growing. The genocide brought people to the need for a much more of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But now, there is a real need to know the change that Christ brings.
Many Rwandans are turning to Christ. Ryan says that's causing another problem.
There is so much growth now that there is a real challenge. They do not have enough theological leaders. Churches are growing so fast, we do not have enough trained people to deal with the number of people who are really coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
And they're rejected by their families and their culture. They've lost all hope. Street children, a growing population all over the world, but especially on the African continent, as AIDS continues to run rampant. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're effectively reaching out and sharing the gospel with people groups traditionally hard to reach with the gospel.
Bonds that ordinarily would have held them back from accepting the gospel are torn away when they become street children, and many of them then are willing to listen to the gospel when they're put into that new context.
Every Child Ministries is looking for people to sponsor children at $28 a month to help get them off the street and introduce them to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.